Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Senator Charles Grassley, a Republican from Iowa. As of late, we've been hearing about North Korea and missile exercises. What conversations are you hearing on the grounds in D.C., and what are the next steps for the U.S.?
The hope is that we can get China to intervene. And China says they're doing some things. The president doesn't think they're doing enough. I think I've had that feeling a long time before Trump ever even announced for the presidency. I think going back to the Clinton years, we were hoodwinked by North Korea leaders, and even George W. Bush and even Obama, thinking that you could negotiate. I don't think negotiations are possible. If they were possible, I would want them to happen. But I want China to do more. In the meantime, if China doesn't do more, the United States impose more sanctions and then be ready for military action. But it would be a terrible thing if we had to use military action there based upon the fact that North Korea, even if they lost that battle, they would be able to do great damage to 20 million people living in Seoul, just 35 miles away from the DMZ.
And we hear the word sanctions. Can you explain what that is for our listeners?
Yeah. Well, it could be every ship that leaves a harbor of North Korea, if it's suspected that there might be some military things on it, or even ships going into North Korea, could be boarded and checked to see that prohibited material wasn't getting into North Korea. Probably a more effective way to do it, because it involves China, not just North Korea, because 90% of the trade that North Korea has is with China. So Chinese banks are the intermediary on a lot of business dealings. And so the United States has done this with one bank, but we're going to have to do it with a lot of other banks, saying if you're doing business as a bank with a business that's doing business with North Korea, you can't use the international access to the American banking system. It's pretty difficult for any bank almost anywhere in the world to do business the way that it wants to do business unless they have something to do with the American banking system. So sanctions like that affect both China and North Korea, but North Korea more, and that would be the best thing to do.
So we need to wait and see what happens with discussions with China, and then to see again what North Korea does next.
Yeah, and I don't know whether there's discussion with China going on. If they are, they aren't reported. So I think the president's thinking in terms of what can we do on our own initiative. Now, one thing I left out, and then I'll quit with this, is, continue to do more through the United Nations. But the United Nations Security Council has Russia and China as members. And if we want increased sanctions through the United Nations and either Russia or China don't go along, then we don't get that job done.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners? I know that you've got a busy schedule.
Yeah. Next week I'll be visiting the state fair, and obviously when I go to a state fair, I spend a lot of time talking one-on-one with Iowans. Very happy to do that. It's one of the reasons I go to the state fair, but I also go to the state fair because I like the state fair. The last 2 weeks of August, I will be in 30 different counties, continuing my 64 counties I've got done to get up to 90. Maybe I got 65 counties done, getting up to, well, what difference to make? 94, 95 counties I'll have done by Labor Day. And then I hope to finish the other rest of the 99 come a couple weekends in September.
When you're at the state fair, is there any certain food you have to make sure you get?
Yeah, a pork chop on stick and wherever I can get some homemade ice cream.
That's been today's Washington Page with Republican Senator from Iowa, Charles Grassley. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.